Israel announced the successful rescue of 4 hostages held captive in 2 locations within Nusayrat, Gaza on Saturday.
The hostage recoveries followed a wave of airstrikes targeting central Gaza earlier in the day. Footage depicted numerous individuals receiving emergency treatment at Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital, the region's sole operational medical facility. Hamas condemned the events as an unprecedented brutal attack and reported dozens of martyrs and wounded in the streets, although exact casualty figures remained uncertain. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Moscow-backed officials governing the partially occupied Ukrainian territories of Kherson and Luhansk claimed that Ukrainian attacks had resulted in at least 28 fatalities.
Throughout the night leading into Saturday, Russia and Ukraine continued exchanging drone strikes against each other. According to Moscow-appointed governor Vladimir Saldo, a Ukrainian assault on the small town of Sadove in Ukraine's partially occupied Sadove region left 22 individuals dead and 15 injured. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
A man physically assaulted Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen in the capital city of Copenhagen.
Reports indicate the assailant approached Frederiksen and struck her while she was walking through Indreby, the oldest district of Copenhagen. Although the punch did not cause the Prime Minister to fall to the ground, she subsequently sought refuge at a nearby cafe to recover. Chris Anderson reporting.
Kia America has issued a recall and is advising owners of 2020 through 2024 Telluride vehicles to park them outdoors due to a fire risk.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration stated that Kia is warning owners to park their vehicles outside and away from other vehicles and structures. According to Kia America, until repairs are completed, there exists a fire risk both while driving and parking these affected models. Jessica Oakley reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Harvey Weinstein's legal team has filed an appeal arguing that he did not receive a fair trial when convicted of rape and sexual assault in Los Angeles in 2022, resulting in a 16-year prison sentence.
The brief submitted to California's 2nd District Court of Appeal comes 6 weeks after Weinstein's landmark Me Too conviction and 23-year prison sentence in New York were overturned by the state's highest court. Weinstein's lawyers contended that the judge deprived him of his constitutional rights to present a defense and led to a miscarriage of justice. Kyle Norris reported.
A shooting near a college in Los Angeles claimed the life of one man and injured 4 other individuals on Friday night, according to police reports.
Homicide detectives were investigating a fatal shooting incident on the 800 block of Greenleaf Boulevard in Compton, as stated by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The shooting, which occurred around 8 p.m., resulted in the death of a man at the scene, the statement confirmed. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A school district in New Jersey has hired an outside law firm to conduct an investigation into how and why a Jewish student group was omitted from the high school yearbook.
East Brunswick Public Schools stated that an independent review by Brisbane Law commenced on Friday and will seek to determine who was responsible for the omission, as well as whether it was a malicious act or a mistake. I'm confident the independent counsel investigation will reveal the truth, Superintendent Victor Valesky affirmed. Liam White reporting.
Norway's sovereign wealth fund, operated by Norges Bank Investment Management, announced its intention to vote against Elon Musk's substantial CEO compensation package during Tesla's annual meeting on Thursday.
This move represents the latest opposition to the size of the pay package, which was recently valued by the company at $44.9 billion, but in January had a value of approximately $56 billion. In May, 2 prominent shareholder advisory firms, ISS and Glass Lewis, recommended voting against the package. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.